This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and it's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Stephen Jones was talking, so was Shoddy. There's a number of takeaways here to discuss with you here on your home of the Cowboys. Should be a good summer. Looking forward to this. You know, good vibes in the air with a new coach who's going about it the way that he is. Makes it more fun anyway, at least until the bullets start flying. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Stephen Jones was asked if there's any more moves to be made to improve the roster. Quote, we don't have anything that's on the front burner.
There you go.
So then they followed up anything with the Jalen Ramsey rumor? No, he plays for the Dolphins. So So nothing's cooking in the trades.
No, if they were going to do anything, and we've, again, talked about him, Love of the Star podcast, we do. Appreciate you listening if you give a chance. It was, if there were going to be something happen, it wasn't going to be trades. It was going to be June 1s. And I think Zach's on to something about maybe that June 1 is a little bit of an overrated thing now.
Now I think where you're waiting for midsummer free agency when those vets that are big and don't want to go to camp are still available.
Gilmore, guys like that, you know, that, and they did that. What did they do? They brought some guys in early in camp, got a look at them, and then signed them maybe 10 days later.
What if Mozzie shows no progress? And I know he had a couple of good games last year, but for the season he was still bad against the run. Mm-hmm. Justin Rogers, Jay Toya. What if none of those guys are giving you confidence? Do you bring back Linville Joseph and Stephon Gilmore and that kind of finishes your look, you think? Is that the most likely? Or are you going elsewhere for defensive tackle because Joseph didn't do much for you last year? What do you say?
I'm probably looking somewhere else, but those guys don't grow on trees, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. I'm giving JT a chance as much as I can. Mozzie, boy, that would be really, really disappointed if he came back and wouldn't have gotten the pads and just – yeah, it wasn't good. That would be disappointing because he did show some progress last year in the division games. Yeah. But all of a sudden, that spot has seemed like it's held him hostage a little bit now.
Since Antoine Woods.
Yeah.
You've had two in the last 15 years. Jay Ratliff, Antoine Woods.
Human log.
Stephen Jones, when asked about the latest on Micah Parsons' contract, quote, no different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens. Are you disappointed he's not at OTAs? No, that's part of the business. All teams go through it. So saying the right thing, Steve, on Micah, who was there today, by the way.
Yeah, we actually have a little clip. Apparently things got a little bit testy.
A little testy,
okay,
Steve.
Okay, this. They were pushing on him with the Micah stuff. Here's the sound.
Where you guys are with, Steve. You guys with Micah in that situation?
No different than anything else. I'll let you know when it happens.
Has there been any more conversation?
I'll let you know when it happens.
Disappointed at all that he's not here?
No, I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, all teams go through it, and that's part of the business.
Do you expect him to be here next week?
You'd have to ask Micah.
Things are able to manage.
If we're going to talk about Micah, I'm headed in here. Y'all done? Yeah. Seriously, I don't need to talk about Micah. I said all I'm going to say about it. Are we clear? Okay.
Not having a good day? That's the way I interpret that. What's your read on it?
I wonder if they've even talked to the agent yet.
No, Jerry said last week, you know, Mike is going to have to come in and talk to me about this if we want to get something done. I think they're taking the approach of the only way we're signing is if it's super team friendly. If you don't want to do that, we're going to let the media talk about it for the next 12 months, about every other day, literally. ESPN, NFL Network, local, national, they're all talking about this. So we get all of the engagement we need for a couple of extra $1 million. If you don't want us to have that, you can do a team-friendly deal, and Mike is not going to do it. So Jerry and Steven are sitting back like, no, we're not going to do a deal. Why? Because Micah and Mulligetta won't agree to basically 20 or 25% less than market value. That's what got it done with Osa. That's what got it done with Tyron Smith 15 years ago or 12 years ago. That's just the way they do these contracts. But, yeah, I think Steven's just like, you know, maybe he's just had a bad day or got frustrated or something.
Nothing. What's your read, Brian?
Man, this is tough because he probably feels like he doesn't. And I'm not capping for these guys, or I'm not shielding for them, whatever the word is.
Caping. I think this would be caping.
Caping, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
I'm not, very similar spelling, though, to the
I'm
cap.
I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is they can't catch a break on these contracts getting staggered. You know what I'm saying? Like they are up against, it seems like every year they're having to deal with two or three contracts. They can't get these things to stagger. And that's some of their own doing, though.
Sure, you draft
some,
well.
Some of their own doing, you know. But, you know, maybe getting ahead of one. Maybe not getting it. You know, they're just.
Sounds like cape to me.
That I'm just trying to figure out why he would be so frustrated. He knows what the number is. The guy at the Raiders, the guy at the Browns. He understands what the number is. I think there's a sense of, like, frustration, and maybe that Mulligan is trying to go maybe north of that number. That's just speculation right there. But his contracts, every year he's having to work on 2 to 3 big-time contracts. It hadn't been just it's just this one we're going to work on today, or this one. I think there's a level of –
definitely a victim of their own success from all the good players
they've drafted. That's what I'm saying. But every player they have has become the highest-paid player at that position.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
It's because they wait till the end.
Yeah, but that's, whether it's the wide receiver,
they don't want to roll up their sleeves. Yeah,
yeah. They there's a sense of frustration that agents now know how to play the game with them.
For
sure.
Don't
do anything.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
They'll overpay you.
They'll overpay.
And it takes work and committing hours, and maybe nobody in the Jones family wants to have those hours, but that's why you pay people to do these negotiations for you, and then you give them autonomy to go do it, because you sign early, it's team-friendly, you sign late, it's player-friendly. There's a middle zone. You know, maybe you could have hammered it out for Dak at $56 million a year, but you didn't want to put that effort into it, so you just waited until they were like, give us 60 or we're leaving in free agency, and you were like, fine, 60, here you go. And 12 months later, the cap goes up and he's still the highest paid guy at the position. And I don't mind what the players make. That's fine. My point of contention is that it appears the Joneses give up a competitive edge here.
They know, well,
they're so inefficient.
Man, I can't say that. I was going to say something kind of rude and I shouldn't say, but I was thinking it. But
I'm proud of you.
I really
censored himself.
Were you coming after me?
No.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsti Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsti Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTI today or visit MinstiClinic.com. That's MinstiClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll say it to you at the break what I was going to say, and it's probably wrong. But
I'll tweet it out after.
But I just kind of I feel like these agents now know. They just know.
The cavemen.
Which is their own doing.
That they're going to, and you know, and here's our offer.
Nah.
Here's our offer.
Nah.
Here's our offer.
Nah.
You know, and it you know, they're probably trying to make legitimate back and forth offers. And it's like, no, we're looking for $42 million a year here is what we're looking for. You know, we're not looking for 38 or 37. We're looking for 42 because we know what the guy at the Raiders and we know what the guy at Cleveland are getting.
But that's the question. Are they going back and forth? Like, are they talking with his agent?
Oh,
no, they're not.
No. Exactly, right?
No, so they're but really that's not what I'm even saying. Doing that.
Because it's small potatoes to them. It's like playing dollar blackjack hands when you're a billionaire.
Man, I disagree with this. I think they are. I just don't think agents are taking them serious right now. I don't. I think that's why Steven's frustrated. And Steven, if you're listening and driving around, please call in.
I get being tell me frustrated I'm full of, if that's the case.
He, you know.
So you're saying they are trying to hammer out these deals, even though Jerry says I haven't talked to the guy in 6 weeks.
I think they are trying to hammer out deals. I think agents are playing the slow game with them.
Yeah, there's
Mulligan is not taking the calls. You know, and I'm not defending the Joneses. I'm just saying, though, if I'm an agent and I've got Micah Parsons, there is no reason for me to take a phone call from the Cowboys. Because their offer is going to be $37 million.
And even if you get hurt, they're still going to pay you.
Yeah.
You didn't get hurt.
But they're going to 38. Okay, let's go to 38.
The reason to call is that I'm worried my client's going to get hurt. But you don't have to worry about that with the Cowboys.
Steven, I think, is to the point now where he is frustrated because the way their major deals have gone, it has ended poorly for them. They've got the players done, but he's probably pissed. He gave Dak $60 million, and that one's not going to get passed for a while.
No, and Diggs. They pay Diggs, and that's one that's looked poorly for them as well.
Here's why I can't believe that, Brian.
Okay.
As much as I want to. They're too good at negotiating. They've been in the NFL for 3-4 decades.
They're good at negotiating.
They would not accidentally get their ass whipped like this.
They're getting their ass whipped right now, though.
Have been for years now. Like, they're good at negotiating businesses. I don't think they're any more good at negotiating in the NFL.
I think they just don't care.
That could be. That very well could be.
I don't know. I sense Stephen Jones being very frustrated by the situation.
That sounded like frustration.
That sounded like
I want to get something done. I can't get it done.
That sounds like David Mulligetta is not willing to sit down with me right now and hammer this out. That's what that sounds like to me. Because there's no reason to. There's absolutely, because Stephen's going to, he's Stephen and out of Pacifica, and then we're going to offer. They're going to offer 37.5.
So in poker, we call this your table image, you know, and they're spotting you as the sucker. The only way out of it is to reverse your style of play, right? And then you can catch a couple of whoppers, and then they're like, oh, dude, just changed it up.
Look,
you can't get out of this if you're the Joneses unless you trade one of your stars or just let them walk.
Look what they did. Look what they did with Oso Digizua. It took a...
Well, you had a player and an agent that wanted to work with you.
Yeah. And Steven and Adam will work with you.
Yeah.
But what were they offering? I mean, they're threatening to do the tag if you take anywhere close to market value. They're offering you squat on the dollar to do it now. But if you wait, then you get overpaid.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what Steven is frustrated at likely that I've tried to give him 37. I've tried to give him 38.5. I've tried to give him 39. He does not want any of these. That's just my sense of listening to Stephen Jones. He don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, doesn't Micah deserve to be the top paid player? So make him the top paid player today.
Who would you rather have, the Raider guy or the guy at Cleveland?
He's in the conversation for the best edge.
For 17 weeks and into the playoffs, who you could take it? Who you taking?
I'm probably taking Micah as the fourth guy. Garrett and TJ and Raiders.
Okay there you go.
Mike is my fourth pick.
Okay.
But he's comfortably inside the top five, the best edges in the game.
Didn't
We're not talking that. About paying
didn't
the 20th
didn't
best
that.
Guy.
Didn't say that. Said who?
I
which,
did.
Who would you take? Who would you take overall? Who is the guy you would pay $40 million to and take number one overall?
Miles Garrett.
Micah Parsons is one. Oh, out of all the Miles Garrett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not the top guy, but that's the economy of the NFL. But,
well, it doesn't have to be. So the Cowboys made Dak Prescott a $60 million quarterback.
So instead, let's wait 2 years and give him 50? That's what they're going to do?
No. I'm just saying they're going to end up paying top dollar for this player, and every one of you in this room did not pick him as the number one guy.
That's true.
So do what they're doing.
And then we're going to like MF him for like, why are they paying these guys? Why are they paying Dak?
You got to pay Micah. Well, I think the problem is when you pay Terrence Steele $20 million like he's one of the best tackles.
It'd be the one they did with Diggs, where he's not the highest paid corner.
You're
or
kicking
with CeeDee
Diggs
Lamb,
in the ass right now because he doesn't play.
And right. You can't predict injury, which is the issue, right?
That's
so
you.
They
that's
could end up signing Micah Parsons. He and we're all okay with that. He could end up getting hurt as well. You don't know. But they didn't make Diggs the highest paid corner in the league. They didn't make CeeDee Lamb the highest paid wide receiver in
football.
And
they got the deals done because they came underneath value because the players were willing to take slightly under value.
And if Mike is not willing to do that and they want to play hardball,
doesn't sound like it.
I'm not going to have an issue with that.
There's just no explanation for why they're not falling in the middle. You know, the middle would be from you rolling up your sleeves in times like this. But if you're distracted by real estate and oil deals and everything else, I just don't think you have the time for it or the interest. Or the only other theory that works is that they're using it to engage the news cycle so they can remain relevant as possible. And I think that's Jerry Jones' love language. We got to run. Sands is coming up next. The Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.